Thank you for calling Circle Services. How may I assist you?
Hi, how are you? This is Robert DiOrio. I'm a technician in
Greenville, South Carolina. I just had a voicemail from one of the dispatchers questioning an order for Robert Hawkins in Malden.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you, you sound very muffled. I can't really understand what you're saying.
Hi, this is Robert DiOrio. I'm a technician in Greenville, South Carolina. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I hear you now.
Okay, yes. I just received a phone call from one of the ladies in the office asking about information about Robert Hawkins. He's a customer that had a broken toilet in Malden, South Carolina. And American, I guess, Home Shield was questioning why we didn't perform the work when we offered him an NCC. And you guys are looking for information about that.
You say you are wondering if we can do something about that?
No, I was just called by one of the representatives in our office asking a few questions about the call and why we didn't work on the toilet that day. So I'm just calling back.
Okay, you say his name was Robert Hawkins?
Yes, Robert Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S, I believe.
Hold for me. Okay, and was this on June 10th?
Yes, June 10th. The reason why we didn't perform any work was because he thought he would get one over on everyone, and he handed his tenants. He doesn't even live there. He's renting it out. He gave his tenants parts to try to fix it, and they took the whole entire toilet bowl apart, and it started leaking worse than before. So I explained to him that when I was trained, I was told that anything tampered by with a customer or somebody previously before us getting there most likely gets denied because it's not considered a malfunction and breakdown. It was a installation defect or tampering. So I explained to him that, and I explained to him that there would be a charge. I don't remember exactly what I was told by my supervisors of how much the charge was going to be, but I told them that for us to do that, you know, we would have to take it all apart again to see if they broke it worse because it is porcelain, and if you over-tighten things, you crack it. And where it was leaking from was an indication of it could be cracked because it was coming from the bottom of the tank. And he told me that, oh, I believe it was $350 for us to take apart the whole toilet. He abruptly goes, well, that's highway robbery. I could just buy a whole new toilet and get somebody else to install it for less than that. So I said, okay, that's totally understandable. He then started text messaging me and calling me on Sundays and all hours of the day to saying that American Home Shield says that it could be covered unless we deem it not. So I said, okay, if that's how you feel, you need to call them. They need to call the office. I can't be stuck in the middle of this. I was just doing what I was told by my supervisors. So I'm assuming that he probably got a quote from another person to install a toilet bowl for more than what we did, and now he wants us to try to go there and fix it. If I'm told to go there and work on it, that's fine. But when I was trained, I was told that when anybody installs something or takes it apart before we get there, the claim gets denied. And that's all I advised him for. And now I guess he wasn't happy. So that's why at that day there was no work done, because he didn't want to pay any fees for me to dismantle the toilet to see what was wrong with it, because he tried to tamper with it and fix it himself. Not even him. He literally, and that's why I took pictures of the parts that were there, so American Home Shield could see that he tried to play with the toilet before he even called them. So, you know, I'm trying not to have anybody lose money here. You know, if they were to see the pictures, I took pictures of the toilet completely taken apart and the parts that he tried to install.
Okay, I'm making a note while you're talking.
Okay, yeah.
On the account so
fine.
They can know as well. So if you do receive another phone call or if the customer call, we can inform the customer that we do have documents.
Well, I believe I blocked his number because he was calling me at 8, 9 o'clock at night, sending me text messages, pretty much borderline harassing me on trying to get him to, you know, this rectified. And I said, I can't do this, you know. I'm trying to, you know, lay down next to my son and daughter, and he's literally blowing up my phone with, like, 6 text messages in a row. So I blocked his number because I'm like, I'm not, you know, it's out of my hands. You told me to get off your property because we were, you know, not doing what you wanted, and now you want me to be your best friend. I'm sorry, I can't do that. So I did block his number at this point.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a note of everything you're telling me so that they can know.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, yeah. He kept calling and text messaging me, sending me pictures of the American Home Shield contract that he signed. And I said, listen, sir, I was told that when a customer touches the toilet or any product before we get there, it's going, you know, we don't know what kind of damage you caused trying to fix it. You know, you're not a certified repair technician. Now, I don't know what you did, and you could have, it could have been as simple as a broken $4 part, but now you took apart the whole entire toilet. You know, the toilet wasn't, you know, it was like pretty much like sideways, the top of it when I got there, and I'm like, this just doesn't happen. Somebody took tools, and then I turned around and I saw a whole box of parts, like a whole repair kit sitting there, and I was like, well, did you guys take apart this toilet? She's like, yeah, our landlord told us to try to fix it ourselves. I said, whoa. I said, all right. And that's when I escalated to my supervisors, and they told me what to do, and they weren't happy with that answer. So I just relayed the message, and that was it.
Just
so,
in
okay.
case this go any further, do you have those messages or, you know, the recent call, like your call log of him calling you? Did you take a picture?
You know what? I don't have it in my call log anymore. I might have the messages of him sending me the contract and what am I going to do? You know, can you call somebody? Can you get this? And I can, but yeah, I mean, I just felt it was disrespectful because he told me to leave his property and then he started sending me messages to try to help him out. So I kind of, you know, I deleted all my messages and stuff because the phone gets overlogged with between the pictures and, you know, all the other customers. So I can go back, but yeah, I mean, I felt like it was harassing. Maybe he just felt like he was just fine because he was saying thank you and stuff, but it was just a matter of, you know, listening. Sunday.
The phone is breaking up, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's Sunday. No reason to message me on a Sunday when, you know, nothing's going to
happen.
Sir. So, but not a problem. Yeah, I mean, that's why we did what we did because, like I said, he took apart the toilet. Not even him. He had his tenants do it. So, you know, and I didn't even know if that was, you know, right when somebody has a warranty but they don't live there. You know, I don't know, you know, how the certain companies feel about that, but that's not for me to argue with. So, but yeah, that's, you know, that's pretty much sums up that customer that they took apart the toilet before we got there, I guess, to try to save money.
Okay, well, I went ahead and made that note of everything you stated on the account. So if the customer do call or if American Home Shield do call, I can tell them that we do have the documents of you taking pictures of the site before you started any work,
yeah,
or before if you touched anything.
Yep.
And all,
yeah,
that.
And that's why I always go into the home without tools for that reason because, you know, if I bring in a tool, they can blame me for it. But if I don't go in there, when I go in there without my tools, I can assess the situation before, you know, entering. you know, for the work. So that's why. But yeah, the pictures are all on our files of the parts of tools and everything. So that should be all in our computer database for that job.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Circle Services. Have a great day.
Bye.